Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz and Em with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. Queensland's new Liberal National Government, led by David Christofoli, has stated it will not repeal Queensland's nuclear power ban. On Sunday, hours after LNP's victory, David Littleproud expressed his expectations that Queensland will support nuclear power if the Coalition wins the next federal election. The Queensland Nuclear Families Prohibition Act 2007 states building nuclear reactors is prohibited in the state. Electoral law expert Graham Orr believes having a federal government override the state regarding nuclear energy would not be a simple process. The Noosa Surf Lifesaving Club has voted for the headquarters to be demolished. A modern, environmentally sustainable building, including rainwater harvesting and eco-infrastructure materials, will replace the current structure opened in 1960. Accessibility will be a key component to the club's new design. Providing life-saving services to the community during the design and rebuild process will be a paramount priority. The club was established in 1928. It currently has over 1,500 members, including lifesavers, nippers, and volunteers. In national news, the Albanese government commissioned a report on Australia's COVID-19 response, which spans 877 pages, aims to hold state and federal governments accountable, easing fears that it will be a whitewash. Mark Butler, National Health Minister, said the report does not pull its punches, with the statement particularly directed at the state premiers who shut borders and schools without compassion or consistency. The report draws attention to the need to rebuild trust in public institutions, where alternative models will be introduced where individuals are encouraged to act in the public interest rather than relying on mandates. ABC News said it is true that most Australians do not want to revisit the days of COVID-19, but the pandemic response report provides valuable advice and insights into the government handling of the crisis.
A report revealed that almost half of those refused bail by New South Wales police are later released by the courts. It found that police wanted to avoid the consequences of a poor bail decision and associated scrutiny by the community and media, but magistrates were satisfied placing conditions on a person's bail rather than placing them on remand. The New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research's Executive Director, Jackie Fitzgerald, said there are tens of thousands spending a single night in custody, which is potentially harmful for the individual but also places a significant cost on courts, corrections, and police. In international news, the United States Department of Justice has brought an antitrust case forward to Google's parent company Alphabet about its dealings with phone manufacturer Apple about advertising and its revenue. The deal would see Alphabet sharing $20 billion in ad revenue with Apple in exchange for making Google the Safari browser's default search engine. The court ruled that Alphabet and Google broke the law by maintaining a monopoly on search and becoming a gatekeeper to the internet. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy but should clear up later on. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the high band. The moon is currently a waning crescent at 5.8%. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.